Blog Talk Radio.
Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle, cruising blue Bahama waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Proving out of state for a place. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing. Fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole. No rubbers, going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time, watch the blend read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons. I love them, baby. Black diamonds above.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today, in these last days of time. Yo, paradise life relaxing, black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range, cast, lost property bath, free at last, brand new whips to crash, then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew, how we do, trees for breakfast, dime sexes have been stretches. So many years of depression make me vision, the better living, type of place to raise kids in. Opening eyes to the lives, history told foul, but I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child, seeing things like I was controlling, click rolling, tricking six digits on kicks and still holding. Trips to Paris, I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoners set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I think Coretta Scott King, mayor the cities and reverse things to Willie's. It's down foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell and cause send them to Africa.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all.
Thugs living worried, ducked down in car seats, heat's mandatory. Running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for pace. These are the breaks, many mistakes, go down out of state. Wait, I had to let it marinate, we carry weight, trying to get late. Flip the A stack to safe, millionaire plan to keep the gap with the cock hammer. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips, be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I rule the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the Q45 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or B felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons. I love them, baby. Black diamonds.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today, in these last days and times.
If I rule the world,
imagine
if
that.
I free all my sons. If I rule, baby, black diamonds above.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today, in these last days and times.
If I rule the world.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kane, and you are now tuned in to Diva Spot ENT Radio. It is October the 30th, and it's definitely Step Your Game Up Saturdays. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about stepping your game up with a couple of things that I got in store, and also some of the things that you should be doing to step your games up. But before I do that, I definitely want to give much diva love to my sponsors for the show. Shout out to Future Guru 100. Also, shout out to $8 Daily, MaryKay.com. Mommy Mom and Mr. Keith Mollett, they definitely in the building, rocking hard for us. But what we're talking about today is stepping your game up Saturday. Oh, got to give a shout-out to my boy Chief, a.k.a. Sean Lover. He's the baddest. We're going to have him check in on the show today with us because he's going to help you upgrade yourself with keeping that hair cut and those eyebrows real sharp for the ladies. But you already know how we do. But at the top of the hour, Step Your Game Up Saturdays, I want to talk about this situation when it comes to dependency. And when I say dependency, I'm talking about men and women. And a lot of us need to step our game up. And when I say that, I mean being dependent on your mate. And I was talking to the incredible Genius earlier today. Shout out to Genius. He's going to be checking in with us today about, you know, men and women depending on each other. He was talking about a situation where his dude was in the Army, and he got hurt over there overseas, and he came back, you know, had to be in the wheelchair and whatnot, and the chick that he was rocking with left him. Like, she left him, and, you know, he going to visit him at the nursing home or whatever the case may be, but it's killing him. But I guess he was very or somewhat dependent on her to hold him down, you know, no matter what. And she probably said, look, babe, I'm going to hold you down no matter what happens to you. But my question to, you know, the ladies and the men, like, would you really hold your mate down if something was to happen to them, or if they fell, you know, on their knees, or if they lost their job or whatever? Would you still rock with them? Is the love real, real? And, you know, and another question I want to ask, even if a person did get into an accident or something went wrong, or they lost their job or whatever the case may be, do you feel like people should be obligated, or should they show some type of respect that, you know, the other person holds you down when you didn't have nothing? Call in. I want to hear your opinions at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I want to, you know, hear what y'all think about this whole holding your mate down situation, or should you not be so dependent on your mate to hold you down, to just have your own independence? And speaking of dependency, I got this crazy story. It's at the top of the hour, hot mess news. It says, man kill wife to avoid sharing his big lottery winnings. This is crazy. When I seen this story, I was like, OMG. But it says, a national lottery winner murdered his wife when she told him she wanted a divorce and would have claimed of his winnings of more than $400,000 in court. It says Michael O'Leary, 54, a Newton Willow Mercertown, said had been worried that he would have to share his winnings with his wife, Michelle, 39, the mother of his two children. He allegedly strangled her to death after she told him she was going to leave him after 19 years of marriage. Like, he really went in. She stood there, and she stayed there for 19 years. And when he hit the lottery, she decided, you know what? I want a divorce. It's over. I done been with your ass for 19 years, and I ain't beat no more. I definitely want your opinion on that, but that's crazy. I'm going to bring my big dog Cheeks in the building. Sure, I love you. You hear me, baby?
Yeah, baby. What's up, girl? Do you hear me?
I hear you. What's going on? I got my big dog, Sean Lover, in the building. Sean Lover Cuts. You already know how he do eat.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and germs. Yeah, but Sean Lover, one of the best barbers in the downtown place of Brooklyn. I do my thing, but baby girl, how are you feeling?
I am feeling real, real jazzy today. I'm stepping my game up today as I do each and every day. And I said early today, you know, when people act brand new on you, you put tags on them and let them sell that BS to somebody else. But even
That's
at the
right,
top of the hour,
Because you know what? Them funny guys and them funny girls, you know they plastic. So sooner or later, they're going to fall apart. They're going to fall apart. They do it around my way. It's a lot of plastic people around my way. But, you know, it is what it is. It's beautiful parts of the jungle. You know, some parts you got to watch out for the reptiles. The, you know, the lions and stuff like that. It is what it is. But, you know, we soldiers, we just take it with a grain of salt. What happened when the duck, what happened when water falls on the duck? It rolls right off.
It rolls right off, and you're right about that. You know what I'm saying? With old boy in the situation, and I got another caller calling in. I'm about to let him in, but with old girl in the situation, you know, he was with her for 19 years, had two kids or whatever. He ended up hitting the lottery, 54 years old, she 39, and she decided that she wanted a divorce, and he strangled her to death. Like, that's crazy. Like, you know, it's just super crazy how people depend on other people and be so money hungry rather than getting theirs. I know when you're dealing with a man, you definitely want him to do nice things and keep some money in your pocket, as well as the man, you know, want the woman to do things for him. But to strangle somebody to death, I know that's a lot of money, but damn, you hit the lottery. Like, what's good?
You know, that's the, how would the little rascal say, oh, Miss Crabtree, there's something very heavy on my heart. But, yo, that's crazy. Sometimes people flip. It's sometimes that screw in the head comes loose, but that's why for, now you said he, you know, she's divorcing him, right? And, yo, that's wild. She's divorcing him after all. Sometimes, man, it is what it is.
All right.
Yo,
that's what it is.
You know, she
well,
want to leave. Hey,
well,
bye-bye.
Let her leave, you know? I definitely want to get somebody else to pin on it. Just hold on. Stay on the line, chicks. 862 is Diva Mary Kay. You live in the building. What's going on? Hold on. I got to open you up. It's not acting right. Can you hear me, Dale?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Thank you for calling in. What's good?
Life, baby, life. That's what it is. So how's my princess today?
The princess is doing very well. You know, I'm very happy about this Step Your Game Up Saturdays, and it's crazy with the story with the man, what's his name, Michael O'Leary. He strangled his wife to death. After 19 years and two kids, he hit the lottery, and she decided that she wanted to a divorce, you know, and I'm talking about stepping your game up. Like, you know, was that really necessary, or do you feel like, you know, he just snapped and that's what happened?
I mean, you asked me, that's real crazy, because, like, how about, like, I found out it's cheaper to keep her, right? But if she wanted to go and let it get what's hers, I mean, she's been there 19 years. She's the mother of your kids. You want your kids to have something, so allow her to do what she needs to do. It's better to break up and be friends than walk around angry at each other. But he just jumped ship. He didn't took her out. So, like, how about he ain't even fucking to enjoy that money either?
No, he could be smooth in jail. Even if he behind prison, you really can't enjoy a lot of money. But that was crazy to strangle. And like you said, you know, I'm not saying that she was right. You know, and maybe she endured a lot of stuff over those 19 years. And he hit the lottery, and she like, you know what, I'm gone, man. I just want mine. I'm stable enough. I've probably been an at-home wife. I don't know the situation, but I've probably been an at-home wife, and, you know, I haven't really had any independence. And now that I know I'm married to you and I know I can go, it's out. And he probably hit the lottery for a lot of money. What the hell is $400,000 when you a million billionaire?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, how about she the mother of your kids? Your kids still need to be taken care of in spite of what you may feel about her. How about do the right thing?
How about do the right thing? How about step your game up and do the right thing? And, you know, I was reading a article today, and it was talking about how, you know, since 2008, this was in the Wall Street Journal, but it was saying since 2008, women make about 8% more than men in some big cities, and Atlanta was one of the largest ones, but they making more money than men because, you know, they more likely to go to college, you know, stepping your game up. They were saying in the New York Journal that they was more likely, women are more likely to go to college, get their education, and be able to work in these corporate offices. It was saying in a Wall Street Journal how a lot of men were losing their blue-collar jobs because of the women was taking over. You know, do you feel like, you know, the women are taking over the job market, or do you feel like it's fair because they went to college, educated themselves, and it was saying that these were single mothers from the ages of 22 to 30?
Well, you ask me, I think it's fair, because, like, how about, look, they got the same opportunity as any individual do, as well as a man. I'm saying, now, if you want to be that joker that want to be on the block hustling and doing what you want to do, and, like, your girl going to school to do something different to make it better for her life, it's like, you can't say nothing and complain, because, like, how about you not even trying to contribute in life?
And that's well spoken right there. I mean, I just appreciate your opinion on that, Dell. Hold on the line for me because I definitely want to get somebody else's opinion on it. Hey, Chicks.
Yeah.
Chicks, you hear me? Do you feel like, you know,
do you feel like
women? Yeah, I can hear you. Now,
okay.
Did you hear that it was an article in the Wall Street Journal since 2008, women, you know, are making 8% more than males. And, you know, big cities like New York, Atlanta was one of the bigger ones, but they were saying the reason why the women, and it's projected that women are going to continue to make more money than men, but we got a long way to go. It ain't all of us. But they were saying that women were these single mothers from ages 22 to 30 was making more than men, and they was getting these corporate jobs because they was more likely to go to school and go to college and get their education. Do you feel like women are taking over the job market, or is it unfair, or do you? What's your opinion on that?
Well, you know, one thing I like to say, I like to stand up and give them hard, single, working women that have children a stand of applause. Because I know it's hard out there. It's real hard. You know? And brothers, you know, that's corny. That's corny. You should be happy that these women are blossoming like roses. You understand? They're doing something for themselves. You know, but if you look at it, you do the experience, and it kind of hurt me to say as a black man, brothers, get up off your butts and take a couple night school classes. Because if you look at the ratio in the colleges right now, there's 30 women in the class and probably about 3 dudes. Now, Ebony, if I'm wrong, let me know.
That's not about right. If not 10.
Yeah. It's more women that's doing their thing. And, hey, like I say, I give them a standing applause. Keep doing your thing. Brothers, step up. It's time to be the men that we are. Remember, we're our daddies. We're the reflection of our fathers. Look at the way how our mother used to look at our fathers with that glare in her eye, with that, I'm with a man. Remember the places that daddy took you and taught you stuff. Now, fellas, be that man your pops was. If he was a messed up dude, be 80 times better to your child than he was to you. And that's all.
And that's definitely what's up. I definitely appreciate your opinion on that, you know, as far as the situation with, you know, and I think a lot of times, like, these women and a lot of us women, single mothers, you know, we endure a lot of turmoil, a lot of struggles, a lot of hurdles in life, and jumping over these hurdles only make us stronger to go ahead and survive and go to college, finish school, because we've been through so much stuff before with having this, being a single mother and having a child, having a mouth that you got to feed. So at the end of the day, it's like, I ain't got no other choice. You know, I don't have no other choice. I got a child, I'm a single mother, and that's what it is. I got to you know, the incredible genius on a lot. I definitely want to get your opinion on this. Can you hear me?
Hey, what's going on, Ebony? I'm humble. I believe that humility is golden. So, you know, I'm going to just be humble. But I definitely like what the brother was saying. And, again, I commend all women, anybody who's trying to progress themselves in life, you know, man or woman. You know, but the statistics are right. I mean, me attending college right now, working on my PhD, I can honestly tell you that there are only two other guys other than myself, you know what I'm saying, that are actually in, you know, my particular course. But, you know, that's not to say that we can't do it. It's just that we've gotten lazy, you know what I'm saying, and we don't want to do for self, and we're expecting somebody to hand us something when we need to get out and really man up, you know what I'm saying. Being a man, you know, my image of being a man, my pops worked since he was 13 years old, you know what I'm saying. You know, the house that we had growing up, he built with his own two hands, you know. That's what I knew, is being a man, taking care of your kids, not just birthing them, but actually being there for them, providing for them. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of men who call themselves that, you know, I don't think we need to even call them that, because, you know, you're a man, then, you know, you can do what's necessary, you know, to provide for your family. But, you know, I won't go into depth because I don't want to over, you know, take up everybody's time of talking. I'm looking forward to hearing a lot of the opinions. But, you know, it is true as far as, the statistics. And being an entrepreneur myself, I can honestly tell you that a lot of the businesses right now, especially the small businesses and even some of the more larger ones, have women CEOs sitting at the head, you know, and they're getting more higher positions. And it's because, one, they are getting educated, and, two, they're dependable and working hard, and that's been, you know, going on for years, you know what I'm saying? It's not that men can't work. We can, but we're more susceptible to showing up late, you know what I'm saying, and a whole list of other things where we're not keeping jobs, and that's definitely not what's up at all.
Well, you know what, I got another question, and I want to bring Dell in on this because he definitely very experienced, very a seasoned man, and, you know, he from the old school just as well as y'all. All three of y'all, you know, he know what it is to be a man. But with the there's a story that I was talking about that, you know, the men, Dell, can you hear me?
I hear you.
The man end up killing his wife. You know, he hit the lottery. And, you know, he was with her for 19 years or whatever the case may be. And like you said, you know, why would he strangle her to death? Because she wanted to get a divorce and get her cut of whatever the case may be, or take him to court. But for those men, for the Dell, he's definitely a big mentor. He deals with young men. You know, for those young men or men out there that don't have a father figure or don't know what a father figure is, and they have children or whatever the case may be, and they really not doing nothing, like, what is the advice that you would give to them? Because somewhere, I don't know if it was in the 80s or whatever the case may be, the men placed in the house was switched, and the woman became the head of the house, and the man became the caretaker. I'm not understanding that part.
You're not understanding that.
No, I'm not understanding.
Like most major cities, like most major cities, we had a problem. It was drugs. You know what I'm saying? Men started feeling less than. Women didn't depend on men no more because men wasn't to the plate. You know what I'm saying? So they had to learn how to do what they needed to do for themselves. You know what I'm saying? That's why you have a lot of broken homes. Because most of the guys are in jail, somebody just trying to hustle, somebody trying to make a fast dollar, you know what I'm saying? Somewhere along the line, we lost our way.
Well, you know, I definitely like what you said about that with the situation. Like, one of the problems was drugs, and we talking about stepping your game up Saturdays, you know. And a lot of people think you know, yeah, I smoke a blunt here or two or there, I'll take a drink here or two or there, and, you know, they don't think that something is wrong, and it's called a habit. You know, when it gets to the point where you got to get up in the morning and smoke, or when you feeling some feelings and you can't deal with fear, depression, you know, anger, or whatever, any feelings that you're dealing with, loneliness, and you can't deal with it just by going through the feeling and accepting it, and you need to drink or smoke or whatever the case may be, you got a habit. You got a problem, man. And then it's killing you slowly. You know, all it's doing is messing up your judgment, making you more lazy or what you're going to have to deal with anyway after that bottle is gone, after that blunt is gone, after all that stuff is gone, you're going to have to deal with it anyway at the end of the day. And for, you know, it's people out there that we know, we got family members, and they be like, yo, why you riding my back or whatever the case may be? I ain't got no habit. I smoke when I want to. You know, I do what I want to. There's nothing wrong with me. But for those people that are in denial, the only thing that you can do, one, is pray for them. That's first and foremost, is pray for them. Second of all, you definitely want to tell them that they can get some help. And you can step your game up. Those who get medical insurance, health insurance, Medicaid, whatever the case may be, it's even free services. You know, you can go to see a counselor. You know, you can go to your local service, social services. If you get hit rock bottom, even before you hit rock bottom, you know you got an issue, you can go to your local social services in your city and let them know that you want to speak to a counselor about, you know, drug problems or addiction. You want to do some one-on-one counseling first, and then you want to go start making some meetings. Them meetings, those NA meetings, those AA meetings, they will save your life. And I want to tell y'all something right now. NA and AA don't promise you nothing but the fact to help you to stop using drugs. It's not going to get you a new house. It ain't going to get you a new car. It ain't going to make you look prettier. It ain't going to bring your man back. It ain't going to get your baby father out of jail. The only thing that program promise you is that the fact that you can stay clean if you keep coming back and if you keep working that program. And if you clean, you will be able to do a lot more things in a more productive way. You know, and drugs have caused a big major problems. I want to get, let's open up the line for Guru. Guru, you hear me?
Yeah, I'm in the building. I'm definitely checking out the conversation. Everybody got the input, so I'm enjoying the show, and I'm actually promoting the show because I'm online right now letting everybody know that you live on the air. So shout out to Diva Spot ENT and all your guests.
Thank you for that. Do you feel like, you know, you a man and you have a child too, or whatever the case may be, you know, with the whole situation, and we talking about stepping your game up Saturdays, you know, with the whole situation as far as, you know, a woman being making more money than a man, does it bother you if your woman make more money than you?
Well, how can you, you want to encourage and support your lady, because, you know, these economic times, you know, you definitely always, two incomes are better than one. So I don't think that a cat should be insecure or about his woman making more than him. You should encourage
mm-hmm.
whatever entrepreneur is like. You never know if you're going to be an entrepreneur when your goal is to be successful. But, you know, if it comes to, you can still actually help on that end of the business. If it's becoming successful, you should share in it. That's what I feel about it. You should share in it. If y'all truly love each other, you should be sharing in the whole experience. If she make it more working, you should help her with a job, whatever she has to do for a job, you should help out. That includes, you know, the chores and different activities with the kids, for real.
That's what it is. I definitely appreciate your opinion on that. And, you know, it's easier said than done. Most men feel like, yeah, you know, I don't have no problem with my woman making more money than me if she going out there doing a thing or whatever the case may be. But then, you know, when it does start happening and he at home being a homemaker, it's a whole different situation. It's a whole different situation. It's easier to say, you know what, no problem, just like, you know, with the situation with the guy killing his wife after 19 years. You know, he felt like she was taking something from him, like she was hitting him up style. Yo, we're going to get into some music. Your girl Blue Control, Hit Him Up Style. And after we come back, we're going to come back with more Hot Mess News. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Squad Radio ENT. Let's go, y'all.
While he was scheming, I was dreaming in the Beamer, just scheming. Can't believe that I called my man cheating. So I found another way to make him pay for it all. So I went to Neiman Marcus on a shopping spree. And on the way I grabbed Sole and Mia. And as the cash box rang, I thought everything away. There goes the dreams we used to say. There goes the times we spent away. There goes the love.
It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT, and it is Step Your Game Up Saturdays, and we are talking about stepping your game up. And my next question I have for you guys is, you know, before we went into the song, that was your girl Blue Control, Hit 'Em Up Style, but we were talking about as far as the men taking the place in the home and things changing and how women in some cities are making more money than the men because they were more likely to go to college and go to school and finish school. And what Gene was saying is, you know, he's in college right now for his PhD, and he was in agreements with Cheek saying that, you know, it's about, you know, 30 women in the class and there'd be 4 or 5 men. Like, has it changed where, you know, a lot of our men are getting lazy? But Dale made the point is, you know, what plays a part in it was drugs. You know, somewhere, somehow, drugs came into the play and drugs consumed their lives. And, you know, they fell off and the self-esteem went low. And, you know, they didn't feel like, you know, the man of the house or they had anything to offer. But my question to the men, and I'm going to start with Cheeks, you know, would you date a woman or be with a woman that has, you know, a drug addiction? Knowingly knowing, like, if you meet her, you hook up with her, or regardless if you was with her from Jump Street and then y'all hooked up, Cheeks, would you date a woman with a drug problem?
Say that again.
Cheeks, you hear me? Would you date a woman with a drug problem?
Would I date a woman with a drug problem?
Oh, that was in recovery.
Oh, that's in recovery. Damn. Excuse my language, y'all. I'm trying to keep it.
No, it's fine. You can keep it. You can keep it live. We keep it real 24/7. Just, you know, you ain't gotta go all in, but damn, is appropriate.
Okay, cool. All right. Hey, Gally G. Okay. Now, boom. Okay, you know I'm a nut. You know I'm a nut. But now, really, wow, that's hard. That's because, you know what? Like I said, I'm a man, you know, a man of intelligence. If I really had, you know, if I really care for her and stuff like that, you know, it's about that word, loyalty. I try my best to help.
Yeah, and she came to you and she told you, no. You see her, she's so fine and she's so pretty, and she'd be like, you know, I just want to let you know that I am in recovery. And, you know, I either go to NA or AA, and you looking at her like, I can't believe this. Like, you know, and she came clean to you about her lifestyle. And not only is, you know, she's in recovery, she can't, you know, she's not trying to get into nothing with somebody that's using drugs because it may trigger something from, you know, a bad past and she can relapse.
Okay. Well, you know what? Like I said, there's a thing with men and there's a thing with boys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a man would say, well, you know what, darling? Okay. Cool. I respect that. And keep away from the crap. And stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then I say, they go to boys. Yeah, you know. And them boys would do something stupid like that. But for
mm-hmm.
real man that you know, respects himself and respects this woman and seeing that she's trying to prosper a better way, yeah,
mm-hmm.
he would stop.
Cool. I definitely appreciate your opinion on that. I definitely want to get Dale's opinion on the situation as well. Dale, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, that's what's up. Now, a woman comes to you and she says, you know, I'm in recovery, or y'all been dating for a while, and she just come out and say, you know, I'm in recovery, and, you know, I just wanted to tell you, you know, this about myself. You know, what would be your reaction to her?
Okay, and what? I mean, because, like,
okay.
How can I hold hostage to a past? If she's trying to do something different, who am I to judge her? That's God's job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because
mm-hmm.
let's be real. Suppose I was to tell her, look, boo, I'm in recovery. Then what?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, see, now, I can't judge her because, see, I don't know anything about her, and I don't know what she's possibly to do. Only thing I could do if I say I care is be open enough and try to guide her in the right direction and allow her to do what she needs to do so she can grow and flourish.
Hmm. That's what I'm talking about. I definitely appreciate your opinion on that. I want to get Gene's opinion on it. One second. Gene, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Hey, now, same question.
Okay. Well, first, I'm going to elaborate on something because I think it goes deeper than just even that type of scenario. a lot of the issues that we're dealing with right now go back to slavery times during the Willie Lynch era and the principles that were installed that create the issues we deal with today, you know, and it's very prevalent, you know, especially as far as men. But the thing of it is being wise enough to not make excuses upon dependencies for something. You know, we live lives of escapism, whether it's a bottle, whether it's drugs or whatever, you know what I'm saying, and to, you know, do anything other than that is making an excuse. And I'm not one for making the excuses, you know what I'm saying, because we have to hold ourselves accountable. I'm a 70s baby. So when you were speaking about the times of, you know, the transition in the homes as far as things shifting from the men and the women, you know, it depends on your outlook and your view or how you look at things. You know what I'm saying? And that's looking at it from an eye perspective. But if it is from a team perspective, if you're in a relationship, you know, it's both parties. So there's no I in that. There's both, whether it's the man working, whether it's the woman working, or whether it's both of them working together. You know what I'm saying? The thing that we need to let go of is the pride. Because the end-all result is, what if I'm successful, then my mate, whoever I'm with is successful. She's successful, then I'm successful. That's if you're looking at it realistically, but we don't look at it like that, you know, because we allow those negative images and thoughts that were injected into our systems, you know, that has been passed on from generations because of people like Willie Lynch that caused us to separate ourselves. But getting back to the question that, you know, you asked, would I speak to someone, you know, who had a drug addiction or a problem? In reality, every person on this planet has an addiction to something, you know, in some way, shape, fashion, or form. So every last person on this planet is talking to somebody with some, you know, talking to somebody with some type of addiction. Now, whether or not they allow that to interfere with, you know, their daily, you know, thought process, or it was damaging their mental health, you know, as well as, you know, their state of being, if they were willing to try to help themselves and better themselves, then yes, you know what I'm saying? You know, if it's something like, I don't know what point of the relationship, is this me just meeting a person, or we were already in a relationship and she just started to develop these habits towards, you know, using drugs? You know, because there's a lot of factors that would determine that, you know, what the outcome of it would be. Regardless of it, I would support it no matter what. That's being a real person because, you know, as men, you know what I'm saying, and being a man, I would want a person to accept me for me, you know, or who I am. I can't knock her, you know what I'm saying, for whatever she's doing, whether it's for a right reason or a wrong reason. You know, only thing that I could do is if I chose to deal with that person, then I choose to deal with everything about that person. You know, that's being real, because if you choose to deal with a person, you choose, that's saying you choose to accept everything that comes along with that. You know, and then you have to ask yourself, are you willing to make that necessary sacrifice and compromise for that? You know what I'm saying? And does she share in that? Now, if you both share in that, then it could turn out to be a beautiful thing. If not, then you're only going to work against each other. But to answer your question, yes.
Well, that's definitely what's up. Definitely drop some knowledge on it. I come to find, you know, people want to be somebody, but don't nobody want to be themselves. Everybody want to be somebody else. Everybody want to have this image. Everybody want to be respected because of this materialistic things. And then when they get comfortable in a situation, you know, they start to feel like they can do what they want to do. You know, I'm here, I'm doing my thing, or I've been in this relationship or whatever the case may be, and, you know, I don't have to do the stuff that I used to do to keep it going. No, you got to step your game up, and you have to accept the person for who they are. You know, whether they had a drug addiction, whether they, you know, was out there in the streets, you know, stealing and killing and dealing, or, you know, she was out there, you know, selling herself and rocking and bocking. If the life changed and they decided to change their life, then you should be able to be respectful enough to say, you know what, I respect you for that. And don't play games. Like, don't say, yeah, you know, my, I respect you, whatever the case to me, bigging them up, even with the men, women bigging these men up, like, yeah, boo, you doing your thing or whatever, but they got a hidden agenda. They have a hidden agenda for the person that they want to be with. They see, you know, like, yeah, she a go-getter. I definitely can rock with her and make something happen with her, but while they trapped in the closet, you know, they got somebody else on the side lying, like, yeah, I keep her real. That's why I really don't trust too many people, or not to say I don't pay no mind with somebody say, I keep it real, we keeping it real. You know, how real are you keeping it? Because the behavior becomes suspicious. And that's what I look out for with people, the behavior patterns. You know, if you're doing something different than what you're doing, is it in a positive way or is it in a negative way? You know, speaking of when you changing your positions, I want to touch on this whole thing about low-income housing and Section 8. There is nothing wrong with low-income and Section 8, but look at what these programs are really designed for. Look at what's really hidden behind it. Yes, they'll help you pay your rent or put you somewhere where the rent is low, but you can only make a certain amount of money. You can only go but so far. It's like they putting a string on your back. And when you go to school, you getting your degrees, you getting this and that. Right when you get there, they say, oh, we got to snatch your back. You got too damn far. That's just crazy. You know, I know what it is to be in low-income houses. I know what it is to be struggling. I know what it is to have a son and have to do what I got to do. But always in my mind, I always said to myself, this is not the end for me. We get so comfortable in the position because we feel like we giving something big. You're really just giving crumbs to eat. You giving crumbs to eat to survive on for the rest of the year. How you going to survive on crumbs for the rest of the year? And I definitely want my men and my women to open up their ears right now. I know times is hard. I know everybody talking about this whole recession. It ain't really a recession because there's money out there. It's money being made. Wall Street Journal just put it out there. You know, it's really not like we really hurting for cash and money because it's you got to go out there and get it. You got to step your game up, get yourself back into school. Even if, you know, a lot of people say, well, how am I going to college if I ain't got my high school diploma and GED? They took all the programs. They did this, they did that. They're still away. You can do school online. They got churches that provide that services. Social services provide that services. If you're on welfare, whatever the case may be, let's start with welfare. If you are on welfare and you're getting cash assistance, that means cash, if you're getting over $10, and this is in Jersey, I don't know about anywhere else at this point right now, but I'm going to get the information before the end of the show. But if you're getting cash assistance, they have it set up where the government pays for you to go to school. Go holler at your case manager, not your case worker, your case manager. This is the person that manages your education and your job aspect. Now, for those who are not receiving cash assistance and just receiving Medicaid or food stamps, you can go down to your unemployment office. You don't have to receive unemployment, but unemployment has a grant program that will grant you up to $4,000 for you to go back to school. All you have to do is pass that TAE test at an eighth grade level. And not even that, they give you a packet with you know, a pre-test packet that's going to show you everything that you're going to be testing on in that packet. So you take that packet, you test it. If you don't have a laptop or a computer at home, go to the library. And I know a lot of libraries are getting closed, y'all. I understand that. But there's still one or two open somewhere. And at the unemployment office, it's free computers. Don't give up because you see the line long and you got to wait 30 minutes. What's 30 minutes to wait? And I think that's a lot of things with people on stepping their game up is the patience. Because if the man that killed his wife would have had patience and would have thought about what he was doing, he could have enjoyed that money. He could have been taking care of his kids right now. And for those who out there that have a drug addiction or have depression problems or anger problems, do yourself a favor and schedule an appointment sometime this week to go get you some individual counseling and get honest with yourself. That's the first step. You have to get honest. If you're not getting honest, you're not going to go nowhere. If you feel like the people around you are fakes and phonies, you are fake and phony. It's about them people, places, and things. Them people, places, and things will kill you. I was talking to Jeans earlier today about, you know, if you around somebody and you be like, yo, that dude ain't about nothing. He's a leech. He's a bum. You know, he ain't got no job. He live with his mama. He ain't never going to be nothing. He whack. And you spend because you know his business because you around him a lot. Well, guess what? Your friends are a reflection of you. So if he a bum, you a bum. If she a hoe, most likely you're a hoe too. That's my opinion on the situation. I'm not necessarily saying that it's true, but I wanted to get your opinion on people, places, and things, and I'm going to open this up for Guru real fast. Guru, can you hear me?
Yes, I definitely
hear how does people, places, and things affect your situation?
Well, I mean, you got to stick with the winners. I don't really, even really, you know, want to get, like, too deep in it, but you know, it's all about the people that surround you. If they're negative, you're going to be negative and doing negative things. And that's the truth.
Mm-hmm. I definitely respect your opinion on that, Guru. I want to get Dell's opinion about that also. Dell, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. What's going on?
Dell, on people, places, and things, on people, places, and things, how does the people, places, and things affect anybody's situation, period? Because I know I've seen so many generation of mothers and families and, oh, my mother got assistance, I'm going to get assistance, my mother got high, I'm going to get high, but don't people, places, and things, they'll kill you. I want to hear your opinion on that.
Well, first of all, you can be people, places, and things.
Because
you're your own worst enemy. You know what I'm saying? The shit, it starts and ends with you. Whatever the deliver may be, it starts and ends with you. So you have to figure out what you want to do in the beginning anyway. I mean, you
mm-hmm.
see, point a finger at somebody, you got me pointing back at you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So now you need to take a look at you to figure out what's the source of my dilemma and how can I get through this? Instead of going around it, under it, you got to figure out how to go through it. Because, see, we talked about the joy being in the journey in this whole process here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we get experience by going through things or hearing how other people went through things and learned how they did it. We learn how to implicate what they did in their life to try to see if it'll work in ours. Because, see, like, for instance, people, places, and things, the old playmates, playgrounds, playthings, partners, girlfriends, party spots, all of that. You know what I'm saying? The hood I was raised in. So I have to be mindful of me, because, see, if I don't monitor my behavior, then I'm subject to fall into that category of falling into people, places, and things.
That's definitely what's up. I respect your opinion on that. Dell is definitely right. You can be those people, places, and things. You can move to a whole different state in a whole different situation in a nice little uppity neighborhood, and you can still be you your own problem. You can take that problem with you and then start bringing other people down with you because you still got that negative baggage with you. Oh, I'll stop smoking if I get out the hood. Oh, I'll be a better person if I can just get out the hood and this and this and this and that. And we have been not even really conditioned, but to train to think that a low-income place or a poverty place is a hood. And I got to start checking myself on that, too, with calling a certain area a hood. That's not good. That's a bad habit that I have of calling somewhere of low income or a place that's really not up to scale, so quote-unquote, a hood. You know, a hood is actually a negative word. I'm learning a lot on this show today, and I definitely want to get Jean's opinion about that. Jean, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
This word hood, you know, it has a negative effect.
I mean, there are a lot of things that, you know, play factors. I mean, your social environment definitely plays a factor. You know, what images were put before you as a youth, you know, play a factor. But once you, you know, we had this conversation earlier, once you're old enough to decipher the difference between right or wrong, you're going to fall into one of them three categories. You either choose to do something, choose to accept it, or you're going to choose to ignore it. Me personally, I'm always going to be a doer, and I'm not going to ever accept anything that somebody just put in front of me, you know, and never am I going to ignore an issue either. And a lot of times when it comes to, you know, issues in our, you know, environment that we're personally dealing with, you know, a lot of times we don't know how to deal with them. So we'll turn to a bottle, we'll turn to that weed or whatever that vice may be, you know, as an escapism from the actual problem, and that problem lies within ourselves. We spend our lifetime looking for answers when, in fact, all of the answers to life actually reside within us. You know what I'm saying? And we're born blessed with that. Nobody teaches you how to see. Nobody teaches you how to hear. Nobody teaches you how to feel. Nobody teaches you how to think. You know what I'm saying? You're born with these gifts, and you just have to realize that they're there. You know what I'm saying? And that just takes educating yourself and allowing, number one, yourself to be taught. Because if you don't allow yourself to be taught and to seek knowledge, then you never can seek it.
We have to want to
progress, and I'm so tired of my brothers and sisters not trying to progress. And like you said, hood—that's that hood mentality. That's a negative mindset. You know what I'm saying? And that's a way of thinking. That's backwards thinking. You know, and that definitely needs to change. I mean, you know, even changing it to something like urban development, that's still a labelization of something. Those are the things that create racism, like labeling something just a labeling it that. You know, that environment, you know, if it's negative, I mean, I'm not going to support it. I came up in one of the worst neighborhoods, you know, but I didn't allow it to consume me to the point where it was going to hinder my forward progression. You know what I'm saying? Because I always thought better, and I'm actually glad that I grew up in that because it made me into the individual that I am. You know, and
I think it's very important what you just said, you know, even though we have to end of the hour, but I think it's very important. Don't allow your current situation to determine your identity. If you live around a bunch of negative people in a negative environment, you don't have to be a negative person. You know, don't let wherever you are or who you are or who's telling you something to determine who you are. It's about finding your way back. You know, if you're in a messy situation right now or if you're in a tight situation or if you're in a situation that you're not comfortable with, you got to find your way back to you. And the way you start finding your way back to you is first getting honest and then being open to educating yourself. It's very, very important for you to educate yourself because a lot of time we hear this, it may sound like a cliche, but education is the key. It's very, very important. You guys, I thank you for calling in. I thank Jeans for calling in. I thank Guru for calling in. I thank Dell for calling in. I also thank you, Cheeks, for calling in. I mean, I'm just so blessed to have such great minds in my circle. Like, it feels good, and it's about finding your way back. Again, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Stay tuned with us for next Friday when we have Frontline Fridays. And again, we're going to get in and step your game up Saturdays. I'm about to get out of here, y'all. Much Diva love. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. I'm out, man.
to carry both of us away. We were so much better when we wanted you.